Port operator GT USA Wilmington has agreed to lease the building that previously housed Albert Palmer from the Christina School District. Albert Palmer students were transferred elsewhere in the city this fall under a district consolidation plan that aims to improve student outcomes. The U.S. subsidiary of Gulftainer plans to use the building to create a training center for port workers. Under the 10-year lease, the company will pay the district just $1 a year, but cover renovation and maintenance costs. School board member Fred Pulaski says the deal will save Christina money.
That eliminates the cost that Christina would have to keep the heat on in the building and keep repairs up on it, even though we're not using it. So it eliminates the cost for us and it makes a good use for the building.
Southbridge Civic Association President Marie Reed calls the plan exciting.
It's going to hopefully employ some people from the community, give second chances. My thing is to work with some of those workers to get them to buy some of our vacant properties in Southbridge, to turn them into wonderful homes, to use our services, that we have a wonderful daycare here at the neighborhood house. We have a full-fledged medical center and all of the opportunities here in Southbridge, and to bring new businesses to our community.
GT USA says it's in the early stages of developing plans for the training center, union hiring hall, and additional community resources at the old school. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.